We're back on the New Tech Seeds pregame show. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Adam Central boys basketball coach Zach Foster. And coach, a huge task tonight. Ravenna will be a tough one for you.
Yeah, it will be, but we're looking forward to the challenge. I mean, if you want to be the best, you got to play the best, you know, and our goal is to get our basketball program to be at the level they're at, where they don't just expect to go to state, they expect to win state. And like Monday night when they won the conference championship, there was basically no celebrating from Ravenna because it's expected. And that's something that everybody is aspiring towards. And so the only way you get there is you have measuring stick games and you see where you're at and where you're lacking. And so we're excited.
You come into the ball game kind of limping along a little bit with back-to-back losses to Gibbon and St. Cecilia. Just talk about the last two games.
Well, they're difficult, you know, and I think it's a mental test for our kids. We have to be mentally tough right now. Where the Gibbon game, you know, we just felt we didn't play very well, and we felt that we kind of did a lot of things to let that one get away from us. Both games we didn't shoot the ball well. We shot 26% against Gibbon and 29% against St. Cecilia. You know, the St. Cecilia game on Tuesday, we thought we played pretty well for a lot of the game. In the first 5.5 minutes, they didn't score, and we had multiple opportunities to make that like a 10-2, 12-2 start in our favor, and just never, ever could capitalize. Had too many missed opportunities, too many missed layups, balls went through our hands. Well, we had 20 turnovers in the game. And you give credit to St. Cecilia for their defense. They're known for their gear, their tough physical man-to-man, but we had a lot of opportunities that we just kind of let slip through our hands. And you know, even at going to the fourth or late third, it was eight or nine points. I mean, and it just had the feeling like if we could make a play, just make a play or make a couple baskets in a row, that we'd be right in it, and we just never could do that.
Brady Barrett had 7 points in the ball game against St. Cecilia in the first quarter, and then it was tough. He didn't score again from the field. What happened after that?
Well, I think, you know, you look at it, they probably did a better job and had a more focus on him. And I think, you know, some of that goes on us, too, that as a team, we need to be able to understand, you know, when anybody gets it going to try to, you know, work the offense and be patient and get somebody the ball. And so I think some of it you give credit to St. Cecilia and some of it we just didn't, you know, screen well enough or he didn't move well enough. It's not just the screener, it's Brady too. It's all of us together trying to get what's best for us. And it's not a selfish thing. A lot of times if he has the ball, it is best for us. And so I think most of all you probably just give credit to St. Cecilia for cranking up their defense and really focusing on taking him away.
The last two games, you have not shot the ball real well. The talk about the shooting woes, we're still taking the same shots, aren't we?
Well, yeah, and I think both defenses are drastically different. You know, even tonight what we're going to see is drastically different. The last three games, you know, you have Gibbon where they're playing a 1-3-1 and really giving you a lot of shots, and that's mentally tough in a way if you're not making them. Then it starts to become, you know, the hoop gets smaller with every miss in that 1-3-1 when they leave you open. And then you talk about St. Cecilia's tough physical man where you're not open very often, you know, and they are so physical, they force your hand. And then tonight, I mean, the tempo is going to be 1,000 miles an hour. I mean, I think Coach Baronic would rather have a game, he'd rather lose the game 85-80 than win a game 35-30. You know, I mean, they want the tempo up, and they're going to play, and they're super physical, and they're super athletic, and they are experts at this style of basketball. You can tell the last 10, 11 years, these kids have all done the same thing in their program. They run, they press, they shoot the three, and they're very, very good at it.
Do we want to play this game at 100 mile an hour with these guys?
Actually, and this might sound dumb, I think we do. I think that's our best chance. I don't think we play especially well if it's a slow down, grind it out game. You know, and it's going to be difficult. We know that. But we feel we have good enough players. We feel we have depth. We feel we have kids that can run and shoot and handle the ball. And, you know, obviously no team has been able to defeat them yet this year. But I think the ingredients you have to have is you have to have good guard play. You have to be long and you have to have some depth. And I think we have all those things. Now, you know, putting it all together is another story, but I think we have the ability to do that.
One thing you have to do is stop Connor Baronic, and he's a good one.
Yeah, and you talk about matchups. I mean, it's really difficult to match up with them all across the board. Their length, you know, they have an all-state point guard. They have an all-conference, almost all-state shooting guard. And, you know, then you have Connor, who's probably the best team or the best player in C2. And you just can't match up with a 6'6 kid who has perimeter skills. He can go inside, he can go outside, he can handle the basketball. So he's a matchup problem for any team in the state.
So how will we handle him tonight?
Well, I think we'll try to put one of our bigs on him and try to be real physical with him. And we have a couple other guys, Adam Hunt, Matt Brown, Jesse Ackerman, guys that are long and just really try to challenge him. I think, you know, their role players are really playing well this year. And that's the difference really in last year's team and this year is those other guys have just gotten better. So I think you got to pressure their big three and then you got to kind of dare the other guys to beat you. And if those other guys hit shots, well, they may not lose a game all year, you know. But there's times where on any teams like us, they're capable of going out and shooting 29%. So we can't worry about them. We got to focus on us and execute our game plan. And if we do, we'll have a chance.
When we got started, this is a great basketball team, not only on C2, but maybe anywhere around.
Oh, I definitely think, I'm good friends with Coach Weeks, and I doubt he's listening, but I don't think I'm offending him when I say I think they could win B. I think they could win C1, C2 on down. And it really goes back to just their experience and their depth and what they do. And you watch them in the summer when they play. You know, they had a bunch of kids that were basically very upset last year that they didn't reach some of their goals, and they chose not to play in any club teams this summer and just played with Ravenna. And they went to Denver, and they went to Kansas City. They went all over, and they won tournaments. I mean, I know at the UNK, at Mr. Basketball, they beat Denver Metro in the finals. I mean, they're a legitimate basketball program, and they got some great players, and they know what they're doing. That's the biggest thing, is they're completely bought in to their scheme and what they do, and that's why it's a challenge.
What is the biggest challenge, that at least slowing these guys down? What do we absolutely have to do today?
I think, number one, you have to handle their pressure and take great shots. Because like I said earlier, I mean, Coach Bronick obviously wants to win, but he feels that if you get the game to go 100 miles an hour, that they are better at that than we are, or whoever they're playing. And that there'll be enough times that you're going to make poor decisions that eventually you're going to break and you're going to crack under that pressure. And so it really comes down to mental toughness. Just the game's going to be crazy. The game's going to be fast. They're not going to allow you to be structured. And so you better be able to make good decisions in that chaos. And I've said all year, I really like Jake and Blake. We're happy we have Blake back now. And so since we have a couple good guys that are going to handle the ball a lot, I think that's, you know, it's a feather in our hat. A lot of teams don't have a couple guys that can handle it real well. And I sure as heck wouldn't want to play against these guys without some guys that can handle the ball.
Oh, you're lucky.
Thank you.
That is Zach Foster, head coach for Adams Central. You're on the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, we're back here with high school basketball tonight. On The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. It's Ravenna and Adams Central here this evening. We'll give you the starting lineups. First of all, for Ravenna, their record is 20-0 on the season. They're ranked number one in Class C2. Trevor Saborn getting a start, a 5'11" senior. Saborn averaging 14 points and 3 rebounds per game. Tyson Anderson is a 6'3" and senior. He's averaging 11.4 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. Connor Baronic is 6'6" and senior, averaging 23 points and 10 rebounds per ball game. Mark Carmosta is a 5'11" and senior. He is averaging 3 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. And Lucas Wilkie is the other starter, a 6'1" and senior. Wilkie is averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. For Adams Central tonight, Jake Fowler, a 5'11" junior, averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Ryan Bruna is a 5'11" senior. He's averaging 1 point and 1.3 rebounds per game. Blake Overmiller is a 6'2" junior. Blake averaging 5.5 points and 5 rebounds per game. Jesse Ackerman is a 6'3" junior. Ackerman is averaging 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Christian Hodson is the other starter for Adams Central. He's a 6'6" senior. Hodson is averaging 8 points and 6 rebounds per ball game. Ravenna coming in averaging 73 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up only 43 on the defensive end. Adams Central is averaging 56 points per ball game on offense, giving up 44 on defense. Right now, the singing of the national anthem as we get set for basketball tonight on The Breeze. Well, the last three games we've had here at Adams Central, they've had different choir units singing the national anthem. This is a bunch of elementary kids out there tonight. Also had another choir group in the first ball game tonight for the girls' contest, and the other night against the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. Also had a choral group sing the national anthem. You've been listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here on the Breeze. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. So this is going to be a fast-paced basketball game here tonight. Both of these teams want to play this baby at about 400 mile an hour. Christian Hansen will jump things up for Adams Central. It'll be Baronic up to the center circle for Ravenna. Adams Central shoots to our basket to our right here tonight. The ball controlled by Ravenna. Saborn shot is up there and in. Ravenna controls the opening tip. Saborn gets the field goal. 8 seconds into the ball game, we've got a score. 2-0. As the score, Ravenna is out on top, and now the Jays will attack you with that backcourt pressure. Again, they give up only 44 points per ball game. You cannot make mistakes against this defense. Here's Brady Barrett with the ball. He gets it inside, now to Hodson. Hodson goes over here to Fowler on the right baseline, kicks it back out here. Top of the key to Overmiller. Overmiller now to Ackerman, goes to the far sideline to Brady Barrett. Barrett gives it up now. Top of the key, that's Jesse Ackerman with the ball as he hands it away out here to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller, dribble penetration into the lane. Bounce pass going to be knocked away from Ackerman, and the ball is brought down here by the Ravenna Blue Jays. A turnover on AC. Here comes Baronic back with the ball. Now to Saborn for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Trevor Saborn hits a 2-3 to get things started, and Ravenna is out on top with a score of 5-0. We're not yet a minute into the ball game. There's another steal now by Ravenna. Going for the basket. Shooting and scoring. That's to Tyson Anderson. So two turnovers on Adams Central. Anderson gets the turnover there as he takes it to the goal and scores. It's now a 7-0 ball game. Here comes Hodson back the other way. His shot is up and in. Christian Hodson powers his way to the goal there. 7-2 the score now. Here's Baronic with the ball now for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Double team, triple team. Whoops, they forgot somebody. Wilkie underneath the basket. His shot is up and in. Baronic also a dangerous passer there. He's just averaging a couple of assists per ball game. Lucas Wilkie gets the field goal back the other way as Ackerman. His shot is up there at end. They break the Ravenna pressure. Ackerman gets the field goal. Here comes the Jays back the other way. The ball's going to be tipped away. It is picked up here by AC. Driving to the hole is Ackerman, and he's the ball knocked out of his hands out of bounds. This is going to be like a hockey match all night long. Both of these teams not going to waste any time here tonight. 6:17 to play in the first quarter. 9-4 is the score. Ravenna has got the lead. Adams Central, there's a long-range jumper by Barrett up and in. Brady Barrett from a different area code takes it down the hole there from the far sideline. And just like that, it's a 9-7 ball game after Ravenna got into a 7-0 lead here in this one. Veronica's got the ball out of the wing on the right side. It's DeBorn. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound Barrett for Adams Central. Brady Barrett has got the ball for the Patriots. Comes up the floor now. There's a feed over to Fowler, now to Ackerman. Ackerman holds it, goes down in the corner. That's Blake Overmiller. Overmiller's pass is deflected. It's going to be loose in the lane. It's picked up here by Baronic. That is a third turnover on Adams Central. Baronic gets the ball into the hole. A shot is up and in by Saborn. Saborn's already got 7 points in the ball game. That's half of his season average. It's 11-7. Ravenna out to an early lead. Here's another interception at the midcourt stripe. A shot taken by Saborn, and he's fouled into play. Four turnovers on the Patriots here in the first 2.5 minutes of the ball game. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Adams Central's Brady Barrett. That's going to be his first team foul in AC. Going to the free throw line will be Trevor Saborn. 7 points already in the ballgame. He's a 75% foul shooter, and his shot is up there is good. Well, we talked to Zach Foster earlier tonight. He said easily Ravenna's got probably two All-Staters, if not three, in the starting lineup here tonight. Very talented bunch. They're undefeated on the season, 20-0. They beat St. Paul earlier this week by a score of 86-57. Ravenna averaging 73 points per ball game on offense. They are very good, needless to say. Trevor Saborn will have another shot. It's up there. It's good. In fact, Zach Foster says they might be one of the 10 best teams in the entire state, regardless of class. There's a Blake Overmiller with the ball. Bounce pass comes to the near sideline to Fowler. Takes it down to the baseline. Fowler gets it back inside to Overmiller. Drives down the lane. His shot is up and in. Blake Overmiller gets the field goal there. It's now a 13-9 ball game. Here's Trevor Saborn. Now to Anderson. Goes down in the corner. Backs outside here on the wing of Saborn. Feeds it inside. Here's Anderson. Can't go up for the shot. Goes back out to the top of the key. His shot is put up there. It is no good by Garrett Urbans, who's into the ball game now. Goes out of bounds on the far sideline to give the ball to the Patriots. So 13-9 is the score. Adams Central is trailing here in the ball game with 4:57 to play here in the first quarter. Ravenna won the girls' ball game earlier tonight. Adams Central will come back with the ball. That's over Miller. He lobs it into the forecourt. Now to Adam Hunt. As he drives for the hole. His shot is up there. His running one-hander is no good. And the rebound comes down to Trace Armstrong for Ravenna. Coming back the other way is Baranek down on the baseline. He's double-teamed. Baranek gets the ball away. Out here on the wing is Saborn. Back out to the top of the key to Armstrong. Down to Baranek. Takes it to the free throw line. The big guy puts it up to the shot. No good. Ball tapped around and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called under the hole here. It's going to go on Ravenna. So Adam Central will come back the other direction. The foul is going to go here on Tyson Anderson. That's going to be his first. We talked about the matchup problem that Connor Baranek presents to opposing teams. Baranek is 6 foot six and a senior. He can shoot it from the outside. He can post up inside. That's easy. A lot of matchup problems, especially on the perimeter. Here's a shot up there by Brady Barrett from underneath the hole. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Saborn. Saborn runs it back the other way, down the right sideline, over to Baranek, now to Saborn, top of the key, spins away inside the free throw circle, comes over here to Baranek on the wing on the left side. Two-handed pass comes out to the top of the key to Armstrong. Over on the wing, that's Irvin with the ball. Down on the baseline again to Saborn. Now to Baranek, back here, the wing to Wilkie. Wilkie gets it to the top of the key. That's a Trevor Saborn. Now to Armstrong, down to Baranek, down the baseline, left side, picked up by Fowler. That's a mismatch. Out here on Wilkie, on the wing on the right side, to Armstrong. Boy, Ravenna doesn't like to pass the ball around, but they're going to be patient here on this attack. As they go to Wilkie, takes the ball down to the baseline. He's cut off there. Good defense here by Adams Central. Down to Baranek as he dribbles with the ball out here. Baranek takes the ball down to the baseline. Double team. Entry passing it inside to Irvin. His son is up there and in. Derek Irvin banks one home, and now Zach Foster wants to call a timeout. An early timeout here with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter, we'll take a break with a score of Ravenna 15, Adams Central 9.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play first quarter. It's a 15-9 ball game. Ravenna's got the lead. Ravenna in the first quarter so far, 6 out of 9 from the field. Adams Central, 4 out of 6. Both teams shooting the ball well. The Patriots have turned the ball over 4 times, though, already here in the first quarter. Ravenna attacking here in backcourt. Fowler gets the ball into the offensive scoring zone. Fowler on the dribble gets it down in the hands of Blake Overmiller. Overmiller out here working against the Ravenna man-to-man defense. Hands it away to Brady Barrett. Barrett, rainbow pass comes to the near side. Jake Fowler, dribble penetration in the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down. Jake Fowler gets the field goal for Hastings. He's averaging 5.8 points per ball game. It's now a 15-11 ball game. Deep in the corner, Anderson's three-pointer good. Tyson Anderson hits a three ball from deep in the left corner. He's got 5 points. And Ravenna goes out on top by a score of 18-11. Here's Fowler again. He gets away, dribbles all the way to the basket, and tries to dump it off here underneath the hole to Bat Brown. He loses control of it. It's picked up by AC, though. That's Barrett as he drives for the basket, and he's called for being out of bounds. He circled around underneath the basket, and he was out of bounds down there. The Patriots give her back to Ravenna. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Hodson. Here comes Ryan Bruna into the ball game. Matt Brown will check back out for Adams Central, and also Fowler will check out. 2 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Ravenna is out on top of Adams Central here tonight by a score of 18-11. The Patriots 13-5 on the season. They've lost 2 games in a row. Ravenna has won 20 games in a row. They're undefeated, 20-0, and ranked number 1 in Class C2. There's a foul going inside of Blake Overmiller. Overmiller picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first as the pass came rocketing in there from the wing on the right side. Ravenna will play things in. Baranek will get it down in the corner on the right side to Armstrong. Back outside down to Saborn to Baranek. His pass across the wing is going to be tipped. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Adams Central ball. Last touch by Baranek. Jesse Ackerman was over here. They're matched up now. Baranek and Jesse Ackerman, a good matchup there as Adams Central will come back with the basketball. 18-11. The Patriots are already down by 7 points here in the first quarter. Overmiller bounce pass. They get it in to Adam Hunt down here on the right sideline. Adam Hunt's pass is going to be deflected away. The scramble is on. Baronic picks it up, flipped into the backcourt. The scramble is on, and it goes all the way over the end line. And now we got a personal foul called back here. Two players going for the loose ball, and a foul is going to go here on the Patriots. A foul here is going to go on Adams Central with 2 minutes and 3 seconds to play. They whistle it on. All right, it's going to go on. It's going to go on Saborn of Ravenna instead. Saborn picks up the personal foul, and the Patriots will play things into a Ravenna foul going after that loose ball on Trevor Saborn. That's going to be team foul number two on the Blue Jays. Adams Central comes back with the ball. Here's Adam Hunt, races the ball into the offensive zone, stops at the free throw line, kicks it out here to Fowler. Now to Hunt, dribble penetration, his pass deflected. Saborn has got the ball again. The sixth turnover on Adams Central. Saborn comes back down to Baronic, back outside the ring to Armstrong. He dribbles the ball on the paint, down on the baseline to Wilkie. Wilkie looking for the cutter. That's Baronic, and they can't get him the ball, but it's tipped out of bounds there by Ackerman. At Adams Central, so it's going to be Ravenna playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 1:38 to play here in the first. The Blue Jays 18 and the Patriots 11. Veronica will play things in on the far sideline to Tyson Anderson. Anderson spins away on the wing, now drives it to the goal. His pass down here on the baseline is thrown out of bounds. Probably should have went up for the shot there, but instead a very unselfish player there as he sends it down on the baseline and the ball is thrown out of bounds. So Ravenna gives her back to the Patriots right here with a minute and 30 seconds to play in the first quarter. Adams Central trailing by a score of 18 to 11. Here's a Brady Barrett with the ball now, picked up out there by Tyson Anderson of Ravenna. The Jays stay with their man-to-man defense. Here's Matt Brown. Matt Brown holds it. Long pass goes inside to Christian Hudson, powering his way to the basket. The shot can be blocked out of bounds there. Blocked out of bounds by Baronic. So you see, we'll play things in. End of the ball game now will be Garrett Urban. Garrett Urban averaging 3 points and 2.5 rebounds per ball game for the Blue Jays. AC will play things in. Fowler gets it down in the corner. That's Matt Brown. Takes it up to the elbow on the left side of the lane. Hands it away to Jake Fowler. Now to Ackerman. Top of the key. And he throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to send it down in the corner. Hodson was in the area. But the ball thrown out of bounds. A turnover there on Adams Central. Back into the ball game. Mark Carmosta now for the Blue Jays. Also coming back in there is going to be Lucas Wilkie. 18 to 11. Ravenna's got the lead over Adams Central here in the first quarter. Carmosta holding the ball here. Free throw line extended left side. Comes out to Saborn. Long pass down underneath the basket there to Baronic. Kicks it out in the corner. A three-pointer put up there and in. Lucas Wilkie scores from the left corner. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And boy, just like that, Ravenna has got a 10-point lead. 21 to 11 over Adams Central. Backcourt pressure here by the Jays. Adams Central gets it across the midcourt stripe, and now Zach wants to bring another timeout here. Zach Foster wants to call another timeout here for the Patriots with 35 seconds to play in the opening period. We'll take a break with a score, Ravenna 21, Adams Central 11.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike, we're back here at the Patriot Gym. Another full house here tonight. Had one on Tuesday night with Adams Central and Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Ravenna fans have traveled well here to watch their team undefeated on the season. There's a three-pointer put up there and in right in front of the Ravenna bench. Brady Barrett throws up a three-pointer there for AC. There's a shot up and in. I think that was that Saborn again to put the shot? Yep, Saborn scores another one. He's got 11 points here in the ball game. There's a traveling violation now called on Matt Brown. Matt Brown took the ball to the goal there for the Patriots and the eighth turnover on Adams Central here in the ball game. 13.9 seconds to play. Boy, Trevor Saborn has stole the spotlight away from Baronic a little bit. He's got 11 points here in the ball game. And here he comes back with the basketball into the offensive zone. Tyson Anderson, entry pass to get it inside to Wilkie. Now to Baronic. He tries for the hole, and he's fouling the play. Wilkie had it in the way, and he flipped it away to Baronic, who was angling in from the left wing, and he's going to be fouling the play. So now Connor Baronic goes to the free throw line, being hacked on the arm there by Matt Brown. Baronic is a Good free throw shooter, too, at 84%. He's been to the free throw line. This will be his 135th attempt from the free throw line this season. His shot is up there. That one won't go. Veronica will have one more. Ravenna is a team hitting 72% of their foul shots so far this year, 45% from the field, 28% from three-point territory, averaging 73 points per ball game. Connor Baronic will have one more. Shot is up there, and he hits that one. 1-2 from the free throw line. The Ravenna lead is back up to 10 points now at 24-14. Here's Blake Overmiller. Long pass ahead to Hunt. Now underneath the hole to Hodson. His shot is up and in. Christian Hodson scores, and that's the end of the first quarter of play. So the Patriots down by 8 points after the first quarter here tonight at boys high school basketball. The score after one, it's Ravenna 24, Adams Central 16.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, the first quarter in the books. Ravenna out on top of Adams Central. The score is 24-16. Patriots will have the ball to begin the second. Here's Barrett driving down the right side of the lane. Entry pass to get it in the lane there to Overmiller, and he's fouling the play. Nice pass there by Brady Barrett. Sends it right in front of the hole to Overmiller, and he's fouled on the play. And now Blake will go to the free throw line here for the Patriots. Personal foul goes on Anderson. That's going to be his second. So Overmiller to the line. He's got 2 points so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. Overmiller, a 57% foul shooter on the season. Adams Central in the first quarter shot the ball well, 7 out of 10 for 70%. Ravenna was 9 out of 11 for 82%. There's the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Overmiller, and the rebound comes down to Ravenna. The Jays will run it down the right sideline. Saborn with the ball back outside. A three-pointer put up there and in. Garrett Irvin throws up the three for Ravenna. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and it's now a 27-17 ball game. Again, a 10-point lead. There's a shot by Hutt in the lane. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, and it's brought down here by Carmosa. Now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Overmiller. So Adams Central hits 70% of their field goals in the first half, 82% for Ravenna. The Jays knocked down 3 out of 6 from three-point range. Adams Central was 2 out of 2. Ravenna 3 out of 4 from the free throw line for 75%. Adams Central did not shoot a free throw. But the Patriots turned the ball over 8 times in the first quarter alone. Ravenna had 3. Ravenna had 2 rebounds. Adams Central had 1. There's Saborn again, and the lane shot is up and in. Trevor Saborn has got 13 points in the ball game here for Ravenna. And the Jays have opened up a 29-17 lead over Adams Central with 7 minutes to play here in the second quarter. There's a feed outside now to Hunt. His long-range jumper good. Buries that baby right in front of Ravenna head coach Paul Baronic. To a three-pointer by Adam Hunt. Pulls the Patriots back within 9, 25-20. There's a shot in the lane by Saborn. It's up and in. Trevor Saborn scores again. He's got 15 here in the first half. 31-20. There's a Blake Overmiller with ball. He drives it to the goal. His shot is up there. It's good. Blake Overmiller just takes it right down the lane and scores there for the Patriots. 31-22 now. Ravenna's got the lead. Here's Baronic. Baronic takes it out of the baseline, and he goes for the hole. He's going to be fouled in the play. Baronic still has not hit a field goal in this ball game. He's got 1 free throw. He's fouled into play here by Hunt of Adams Central. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 5 on the Patriots, so no free throws here. Ravenna will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Ackerman back into the ball game for Adams Central, replacing Christian Hodson. Baronic will inbound the ball. Right side of the lane, that's Trace Armstrong. Armstrong is stopped, and oh, we got a double dribble violation. Defensively out there was a Barrett of Adams Central. And a double dribble violation is called on the Jays. That's going to be the second turnover on Ravenna here in the ballgame. 6 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the first half. Here comes Tyson Anderson back into the ballgame. Trace Armstrong goes out for the Jays. Blake Overmiller has got the ball for Adams Central, races the ball across the midcourt stripe here, gives it away to Adam Hunt, now to Fowler, gets it back to Hunt, underneath the hole, the shot is up there and in. Adam Hunt scores there for Adams Central. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and now Paul Baronic is up, and he's not a happy camper here. He is laying into his team as they come to the sidelines here with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play. We've got a timeout with a score. Ravenna 31, Adams Central 24.
Fresh flowers, dried arrangements, candy bar bouquets, gift baskets, candles, lotions, and more. Visit Petals and Pictures in Ravenna. They feature a scrapbooking section with supplies in a workroom. Buy some flowers and scrapbook for hours at Petals and Pictures, downtown Ravenna. Petals and Pictures is a very proud sponsor of all the hard work and dedication of the area athletes year after year. They work hard for the good of the team. Great job from Petals and Pictures in Ravenna.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Adams Central has hit three out of their first four shots here in the second quarter. They've got the lead back down to 7 points at 31-24. I always thought that head coach Paul Baronic was such a cool and collected guy. Evidently not. We saw a different side of him right there during that timeout. He was not a happy camper with his basketball team as they came to the sidelines there during that timeout. Here's a Lucas Wilkie with the ball now for Ravenna. We'll see if it starts a fire again. To Bourne, jump pass down in the corner to Irvin. His shot is up there and in, a three-pointer from the deep left corner. From a different area code, Garrett Irvin throws down a three. He's got 8 points in the ball game. It's back to a 10-point lead, 34-24. Long pass down to four is intercepted by Irvin. Turnover number nine on Adams Central. Here comes Anderson back with the ball now to a Baronic. Free throw line extended left side. Back out to Sabourn, holds the ball. Gives it to Wilkie out here. Wilkie puts it on the floor, dribbles out here, gives it away to Tyson Anderson. Now to Baronic, spins at the elbow, down the lane, kicks it out here to Wilkie. Shot for three is going to be around the rim, falls off, no good. Rebound, Baronic, follow shot, in and out, no good, foul. So Baronic got the rebound and the putback, but it would not go. Now we'll go to the free throw line here to try to nail a couple of shots. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Ackerman. That's going to be his first. Team foul number six on the Patriots. A two-shot foul, though, by Baronic, and his shot is up there and in. Two out of three from the free throw line for Baronic. He had 31 points earlier this week when Ravenna beat St. Paul 86-57. Next shot is up there, it's good. Baronic now with three here in the ball game. And it's now a 36-24 lead for the Blue Jays. Adams Central with the ball. Here's Blake Overmiller. Gets it into the offensive zone. The pass is going to be deflected, picked up by Fowler. Jake, bounce pass over to Hunt, takes the ball down to the baseline toward the goal, a collision, offensive foul. Offensive foul on Hunt as he knocks down Baronic down there left of the goal. So Hunt picks up his second. Officially a turnover on Adams Central, their 10th of the ball game. End of the ball game now for Ravenna is going to be Trace Armstrong. Also checking in will be Mark Carmosta. 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the second quarter from the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. 36-24. A late-season showdown here between the Blue Jays and the Patriots here tonight. Trevor Sabourn gets the ball back out between the rings. That's a Carmosta with the ball, not a Baronic, down to the left baseline. The Trace Armstrong holds the ball, comes out on top to Irvin. They work the ball around to the right side again. That's going to be Anderson with the ball, top of the key to a Carmosta. His pass on the wing is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Hunt. That's the third turnover on the Jays here in the ballgame. Adams Central trailing here 36-24. Down in the corner is Overmiller, comes out to Jake Fowler. Ravenna is still in a man-to-man defense. Over here on the right side is going to be Barrett. Hops the ball to the free throw line. Back outside in the wing. Overmiller, cross-court pass goes to Hunt. Cranks up the three ball. His shot is up there. It's off of the back iron. No good. Ball being swatted around. It's picked up by Barrett. Off-balance three from the corner. His shot, no good. Rebound comes out of Irvin. Irvin gets the ball away to Baronic, and he's checked here in backcourt, and a foul called. It's going to go on Barrett. That's going to be his second. Team foul number seven on the Patriots here in the first half. Hunt will check out. Christian Hopton comes back in there now for Zach Foster and the Patriots. So Connor Baronic goes back to the free throw line. Connor is averaging 23 points and 10 rebounds per ball game for the undefeated Blue Jays. Baronic is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line here tonight. And his shot is up there. The shot good. He'll get one more. Now 37-24. Since that timeout, Adams Central has not scored after Coach Paul Baronic laid into his team. They've outscored the Patriots now 7-0 since that timeout. Baronic gets his second one, and it's now a 38-24 ball game. There's a Fowler. He throws the ball across the 10-second line. Now it's going to be picked up here by Brady Barrett. An off-balance shot from the right side is going to be no good. Rebound comes down in the lane to Overmiller. Hit shot's rejected. The ball is loose again and is picked up here by Carmosta. Ravenna's got the ball back the other way. There's a Saborn. He gets it down to Anderson. A long three put up there by Saborn. It's going to be no good. Picked up by Wilkie. Now back outside. Here's another three put up by Anderson. No good. Rebound comes down to Jesse Ackerman for EC. Gets it away to Jake Fowler. Jake down the left sideline for the Patriots. Dribbles into the lane. Free throw line jumper put up there and in. Jake Fowler scores. He had just 4 points the other night against St. Cecilia. He's got 4 points here. 38-26. Adams Central now down by a dozen. Tyson Anderson. Here's a pass out on top. They get it to Saborn. Back to Anderson. Anderson holds on to the ball. Now to Saborn for three. A shot is up there. No good. Tip try is up and in by Connor Baranek. It looked like a shot. Maybe it wasn't, as that was fell short, and Connor Baranek just goes up there and taps one home. That's his first field goal of the ball game. It's a 40-26 lead. Here's Hodson back the other way. His shot is up and in. Adams Central works the ball right in front of the hole there as Christian Hodson gets his third field goal. He's got 6 points, 40-28. There's a Baranek top of the key. Swings it left side to Wilkie. Down in the corner to Tyson. Shot good. Tyson Anderson hits another three ball up there for Ravenna from the deep left corner. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 43-28. There's a long pass down to four. They get it to Ackerman, and he's going to be held in a play and a foul called. A foul here will go on Baranek. That's going to be his first. So Adams Central will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket here with 2:44 to play in the second quarter. 43-28. The Patriot defense only allows 44.7 points per ball game on the season. Ravenna's put 43 on him here in the first half. Here's Hodson with the ball, driving to the ball to the basket. His shot's going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Trace Armstrong, who's back into the ball game now for the Jays. Gets it away to Trevor Saborn, angles in from the wing on the right side. There's a pass down in the corner to Techmeyer. His shot's going to be up there. It's no good. Ball tapped around. It comes into the backcourt. It's picked up there by Saborn, and he's out of bounds. Saborn kind of lost his balance over there. He was hit on the play by Hodson, but no foul called, and he's called for being out of bounds right in front of the Ravenna fans over there on the far sideline. So Adams Central will play things in. 2 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 43-28. Ravenna's got a 15-point lead already over the Patriots. There's Adam Hunt with the ball, deep wing on the left side. Comes out to Matt Brown, is back into the ball game. Now Hodson, he goes for the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but a goaltending call. A goaltending call here on the... Let's see, I think it was either Baranek or Trace Armstrong got up there. But a goaltending call there. Hodson will get the field goal for AC. That's going to be four field goals now for him and 8 points. So Ryan Bruna now comes into the ball game for Adams Central, replacing Jake Fowler. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play. An entertaining first half here tonight, 43-30. Ravenna's got the lead. Trevor Saborn has got the ball inside the free throw circle. Now to Tyson Anderson. Anderson dribbling with the ball down the left side of the lane. Stops there. Goes over to Baranek on the far sideline. Baranek looking to penetrate there. Hunt in his face defensively. Baranek jump pass over here to Tyson Anderson for three. Shot good again. These guys do not miss. Tyson Anderson now with 11 points in the ball game here in the first half. Saborn's got 15 to lead the Blue Jays. Adams Central coming back on the baseline. That's going to be Matt Brown with the ball. Picked up by Baranek. Jump pass comes way out on top near the 10-second line. Adam Hunt has got it. Dribbles down the lane. Is running one-hander. Good. Adam Hunt scores. He's got 7 points here in the first half. 46-32. They run a Blue Jays out on top with 90 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Deep in the corner, they get the ball down to Lucas Wilkie. Back outside, top of the key, Carmosta. His shot for three, no good. Offensive rebound, follow shot, good. Lucas Wilkie gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 7 points. 48-32. A 16-point lead for the Jays. Here's Adam Hunt with the ball. Back outside to Barrett for three. His shot's going to be an air ball. It goes out of bounds. Hunt throws that one up from several feet beyond the three-point arc there. It's an air ball. It goes out of bounds, and now Ravenna comes back the other direction. 63 seconds to play. Ravenna has put 48 points up on Adams Central here in the first half. And the Patriots give up 44.7 on the season. Ravenna, an explosive team offensively. Here's Trevor Saborn. He brings the ball back up here for the Jays. Flips it over to a Baranek. Angles in. Now pulls up. Shoots a 15-footer. Shot good. He makes that look so easy. Connor Baranek now with a couple of field goals. He's got 9 points in the ballgame. It's 50-32. Patriots come back down in the corner. Here's a shot taken. It's up there. No good, but a foul is going to be called under the basket here. Matt Brown throws up the three, but the foul is going to go here on Adams Central. It's going to go on who? It's going to go on Christian Hodson. He picks up his first personal foul. Now we walk to the other end of the floor. This will be team foul number 9 on the Patriots here in this first half. And we're going to have some free throws coming up here from Tyson Anderson. He's had a good first half, too. He's got 11 points in the ball game, make it 12 as that one goes down. Anderson is averaging 11.4 on the season. Here comes Brady Barrett back into the ball game now for AC, replacing Matt Brown. 51-32. Ravenna's got the lead over Adams Central here tonight. Tyson Anderson back to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in, so he cans two. Here comes Armstrong back in. Anderson will check out. 43.2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's a 52-32 ball game. Adams Central is down by 20 points. There's a Fowler with the ball. Jake Fowler sends it to the far sideline to Bruna, who's back into the ball game. Now to Fowler. Fowler from the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose, and it's picked up here by Armstrong. Armstrong gets it away down the far sideline out of Baronic. Sends it down in the corner. That's Wilkie with the ball. Wilkie now to Baronic, and he draws a crowd here, and the foul is going to be called. Baronic sliding down the right side of the lane. Fouled into play here by Jake Fowler. Ravenna has taken the air out of the building, so to speak, with a 20-point lead already, 52-32. Here in the second quarter with 19 seconds to play, Baronic to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's good. Connor Baronic is now 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. He's got 10 points here in the ball game. End of the contest now will be Alec Carmosta for Ravenna. He averages 1.4 points and 1.1 rebounds per game. Baronic's next shot is up there. That one hits the front iron, the back iron, and down through the hole. Baronic now with 11. Into the ball game for Adams Central is going to be Overmiller. Coming out is going to be Ryan Bruna. 19.9 seconds to play here in the second quarter. It's 54-32. Here's a Jake Fowler, drives the ball down the lane, tries to shovel the ball away. It's mishandled there by Hodson. Picks it up, goes outside down to Hunt. He drives down the lane. His shot is up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound loose. It's picked up here by Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie with 7 seconds for Ravenna. Long pass ahead. They get the ball down the far sideline, and it's going to be loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, let's see, Adams Central ball as Ravenna turns it away. Trying to take it down to Sid Techmeyer, who's into the ball game. Pass was long. Techmeyer trying to save it and couldn't get there. So the fourth turnover on Ravenna is a long baseball pass down the floor. Hunt grabs the ball. Now we got, what do we have here? A foul called? Yeah, we got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Alec Carmosta. And let's see, are we going to have any free throws? No, Alec Carmosta picks up the foul and no free throws here. And that's the end of the second quarter of play. So two quarters in the books. We have reached halftime here tonight. That was only the fifth team foul on Ravenna, so there was no time left in the clock and no free throws. So 5 team fouls, no free throws, and no harm done here. That's the end of the first half here in a wild one at the Patriot Gym here tonight. The score at halftime, it is Ravenna 54, Adams Central 32. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Kirshner Implement in Ravenna is now Central Nebraska's Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. These high-quality trailers come in 500, 750, or 990-gallon capacities. Their design allows you to travel faster and smoother and fuel quicker than ever before. And their low profile provides for safe cornering and off-road stability. Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers will give you many years of dependable use. Stop by Kirshner Implement in Ravenna today to see the Thunder Creek Fuel Trailers or call Kirshner's at 800-652-1938.
Ravenna Superfoods is the place for big town savings with a large touch of hometown service. Fresh meats and produce can be found right in your hometown, so why not shop here and save yourself the drive? See friends and neighbors in the aisles of Ravenna Superfoods, a proud supporter of Ravenna Blue Jays, on their road to success. Shop Ravenna Superfoods, located downtown Ravenna. Best of luck, teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
The Ravenna Blue Jays have hit 6 three-pointers here in the first half of play, and the Jays are on to a 54-32 lead over Adams Central here at the break. It's been up and down all game long so far, 24-16 at the end of the first quarter in favor of Ravenna. Adams Central made a little run there midway through the second, got within 7 points at one point at 31-24. But the Jays, following a timeout from Paul Baranek, who really laid into his team, came out on fire after that. They outscored Adams Central the rest of the half, a margin of 21-8. And right now, Ravenna has got the lead here at halftime. The score is 52-32 over Adams Central here tonight. Trevor Saborn has been the guy so far for the Blue Jays. He has got 15 points in the ball game. Saborn was hot early. He knocked down 1 3-pointer during this little barrage here. Got a couple of free throws to go down. And he's got 5 other field goals here in the contest. So Trevor Saborn has got 15 points here for Ravenna. Tyson Anderson, he has got 13 points. He's got a couple of free throws. Anderson has nailed 1, 2, 3 3-pointers, and he's got 1 2-point field goal. So Anderson has got 13. Connor Baranek has got 11. He's got a couple of field goals, and he has 7 out of 8 for the free throw line tonight. Then you throw in Garrett Irvin. Irvin has knocked down 2 3-pointers in the ball game. He's got a 2-point field goal. He's got 8 points. Then Lucas Wilkie, he's been in the action tonight too. He's got a 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. He has got 7 points here at halftime. So that's a pretty strong unit right there. Saborn with 15, Anderson with 13, Baranek with 11, Irvin with 8, and Wilkie with 7. The Adams Central Patriots, they've been to the free throw line only twice tonight. They're 1 out of 2 from the line. They're being led so far by Christian Hobson. He has got 8 points in the ball game. He's got 4 field goals. Adam Hunt has got 7 points tonight. Hunt hit a 3-pointer early. He hit a couple of 2-point field goals after that for his 7. Blake Obermiller has got 5 points. He's got 2 field goals, and he has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Brady Barrett has knocked down a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points here at halftime. And Jake Fowler has got 2 field goals and 4 points here for Adams Central. So again, our score at halftime, it is Ravenna out on top of Adams Central. The score is 54-32. You're listening to the Allen's postgame, the Allen's halftime show here tonight on the Breeze, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll have more after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Allen's Superstore. Shopping center around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you, you, you. Where do you get more? Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at halftime at Adams Central here tonight. The Ravenna Blue Jays looking for their 21st straight win here tonight. And the Jays are out to a sizable lead here. 22 points at halftime. It is 54-32 after leading 24-16 at the end of the first quarter. Ravenna from the free throw line tonight, 11 out of 12. Adams Central just 1 out of 2. So Ravenna has got the lead over Adams Central. The score is 54-32. We missed the girls' ball game earlier tonight. It was won by Ravenna by a score of 62-25. It was close at the end of the first quarter, 13-10 in favor of the Jays. But then Adams Central goes 13 minutes without hitting a single point in the second quarter on into the third. The Patriots were outscored 18-0 in the second quarter. Ravenna had the lead 31-10 at halftime. Adams Central outscored 20-5 in the third quarter. Going into the fourth and final quarter, the game was over 51-15. Ravenna had the lead, and the Jays go on to win tonight by a score of 62-25 over Adams Central in girls play. The Patriots are now 4-17 in the season. They will play Gibbon in the opening round of their sub-district tournament on Monday night at Hastings College. Meanwhile, Ravenna improves to 17 wins and 5 losses. They will play Shelton next Tuesday in the opening round Their sub-district tournament at Aurora High School. The scoring for Adams Central in the girls' ball game tonight, Cheyenne Gotch had 11 points for AC. Then you had Kaylee Rader scoring 4 points. Sydney Niemeyer had 4. Brittany Wiseman had 3 points. And Carly Bostock had 2. The scores for Ravenna in that girls' ball game tonight, Alyssa Pekka had 20 points, including 14 in the second half. Maggie Mateka had 15 points. Carissa Finke had 11. The other scorers, Gracie McDowell had 7 points in the ball game. Jossie Zorb had 5 points. Then he had Kaylin Bassett had 2 points. And then Anna Ripp had 2 points on a couple of free throws late in the ball game. Adams Central in that contest in the first one tonight shot just 9 out of 40 from the field for 23%. Ravenna was 21 out of 39 for 54%. Adams Central 1 out of 6 on three-pointers for 17%. Ravenna was 7 out of 13 for 54%. Ravenna out-rebounding Adams Central in the girls' ball game tonight 26-21. Adams Central had 22 turnovers in the ball game, 14 for Ravenna. So again, in the girls' ball game, the Blue Jays over the Adams Central Patriots by a score of 62-25. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight from the Patriot Gym at Adams Central. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers in the boys' game as we continue after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Show your love this Valentine's Day by giving your special Valentine a beautiful bouquet of flowers, vibrant, gorgeous roses, or a brightly colored mixed arrangement with Mylar balloons or chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got a couple other scores in here. Kearney Catholic boys win tonight over Loup City by a score of 73-41. Boy, the Stars hit 15 three-pointers in that ball game tonight. Kearney Catholic knocks off Loup City by a score of 77-41 in boys play. And then in the girls game again, it was Kearney Catholic over Loup City by a score of 77-18. So good showing by Kearney Catholic tonight on the road playing in Loup City. We're at halftime here of the boys' game. Ravenna is out on top of Adams Central by a score of 54-32. Shooting numbers in the ball game here in the first half. Adams Central shooting the ball well, but not good enough. The Patriots are 14 out of 27 from the field for 52%. Ravenna in the first half, 18 out of 25 for 72%. The Blue Jays knocked down 7 out of 13 from three-point territory for 54%. Adams Central is 3 out of 6. For 50%. The rebounds, Ravenna had 9. Adams Central had 4. On the offensive glass, tied up at 2 apiece. Turnovers, Adams Central had 10 in the first half. The Blue Jays had 6. Adams Central had 2 steals in the first half compared to 6 for the Ravenna Blue Jays. Adams Central had no blocked shots in the first two quarters. Ravenna had 2. But boy, 72% from the field for Ravenna, 54% from three-point territory, and they hang 54 points up on a very good defensive team at Adams Central here after the first 16 minutes, and the Blue Jays have the lead over Adams Central by a score of 54-32. Coming up for these two teams, they've still got some more regular season action coming up. In fact, Adams Central has still got a tough road coming up. After this one tonight, Adams Central will play in the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday up in Grand Island. They've got Pierce, a team that is currently 11-6 on the season. Then they will close out their year next week with a game against Kearney Catholic. The Stars won their 17th ball game tonight over Loup City. Meanwhile, Ravenna, they've got only one game left in their regular season. That will be next week when they take on Ord, a team that is currently 3-15 on the season. So everything goes right. The Blue Jays can head on in the sub-district tournaments undefeated on the season. They are clicking on all 8 cylinders here tonight over Adams Central. They've got the lead over the Patriots by the score of 54-32. You've been listening to the Allens of Hastings halftime show here tonight on The Breeze. We've got the second half coming up. You're listening to high school basketball on The Breeze.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. When you need an insurance agency that you can trust, call RAI of Nebraska in Ravenna. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just an insurance agent, your friend. They will provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. Best of luck to all the area athletes from RAI of Nebraska with a location near you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, play is back in here in the third quarter. Here's a long-range jumper by Saborn. It's going to be no good. The ball is brought down by Baronic. It's tipped out of his hands, and it's going to be picked up here by Adams Central. Brady Barrett has got the ball for the Patriots. Barrett comes into the forecourt now to Blake over Miller on the wing. It's 54-32. Ravenna has got the lead. Jake Fowler dribbles down the left side of the lane. Now reverses the ball, gets it back outside to Overmiller. Takes it to the left side of the lane. Comes back out into three-point territory. That's Barrett with the ball. Barrett dribbling with it as he works against his Saborn. Barrett here at the top of the key gives it away now to Jake Fowler. Man-to-man defense here for the Jays. Jake Fowler has got the ball. Goes out over there on the far sideline to Blake Overmiller. Overmiller holds the ball there against Carmosta. They pound it down low. There's a traveling violation. It's going to be called on Christian Hodson. Hodson trying to move his way toward the goal there. And he has whistled for a traveling violation. That's 11 turnovers on the Adams Central Patriots here in this basketball game. 6:40 to play in the third quarter. It's still 54-32. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Ronnie comes across the top to Anderson, down in the baseline. They get it down near their Wilkie. Now to Anderson again. Adams Central has gone to a zone defense. Adams Central has gone to looks like a 1-2-2 zone defense here. Ronnie back out of the wing to Anderson. His shot is up there for three. Good. Tyson Anderson hitting a three-pointer. He's now got 16 in the ballgame. That's the seventh three-pointer by the Jays here tonight. There's Ackerman with a ball traveling violation. Receives it here on the near sideline. And he's called for the traveling violation. The 12th turnover on Adams Central. Into the ballgame now will be Armstrong. Going out is going to be Mark Carmosta. 57-32. I didn't see this one coming. Adams Central is down by 25 points here in the ball game, and now we've got another whistle here. We're going to have a personal foul called. A blocking foul is going to be called on Trace Armstrong right in front of head coach Paul Baronic. Armstrong gets hit with his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Jays. 6 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 57-32. Ravenna the lead. There's a Jake Fowler with the ball across the midcourt stripe. Comes over here to Blake Overmiller. Holds the ball now. Right in his face defensively is Wilkie. Comes down in the corner to Fowler. Bounce pass goes inside to Hodson. Little jump hook is good. Christian Hodson scores. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, 57-34. Ravenna still with a lead. Here's Saborn in the lane. Jump pass goes down in the corner to Wilkie. Wilkie now to Tyson Anderson. They work it back around to Saborn over there on the left side. That's a Trace Armstrong. Another whistle out here in three-point territory, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Adams Central as the official comes over to make the call. A foul is going to go on... Let's see, who's the guilty party? It's going to go on the Patriots. It's going to go on Jesse Ackerman. That's going to be his second. So Ackerman picks up his second personal foul. Ravenna plays things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Ronick inbounds the ball, and here's another foul called. That one's going to go on Fowler. As Anderson was sliding toward the basket, Ronick tried to get him the ball, and Fowler's called for the reach in there. So Jake picks up his second. That's the second foul on Adams Central here in the third quarter. Baronic again will play things in. That's Saborn with the ball. Now to Baronic again out here in three-point territory. Drives the ball down the lane. Goes for the basket. It's not going to be blocked down, but a foul called. So three straight fouls here on the Patriots in this possession. That one goes on Hodson. That's going to be his second. This will be a shooting foul as Baronic will go to the free throw line here for the Blue Jays. He is 7 out of 8 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 11 points. His shot is up there, and the shot good. He will get one more. Ronick averages 23 of the season. He had 31 the other night in their 86-57 win over St. Paul. Connor Baronic will have one more here for the Jays. He puts it up there. The shot good. 59-34. Adams Central trailing here in the ballgame. The Patriots have already lost two games in a row. They dropped to 13-5, and they're threatening to drop their third one here tonight. There's a long-range jumper by Hunt. It's up there. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Anderson. Anderson sends it to the near sideline, down to Baronic. Connor has got the ball out here on the wing. Takes it to the elbow. Goes over to Anderson, trying to penetrate. Now kicks it out to Irvin. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Fowler. Long pass down to four. It's going to be tipped. It's going to be intercepted here by Saborn. Into Leighton Tyson. His shot no good. And the ball is recovered here by Fowler. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. As they get it over there to Brady Barrett, he comes back the other way, puts up a shot good in the lane. Brady Barrett scoring there. He's got 7 points in the ballgame, 59-36. Ravenna a little lead. There's a Saborn down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper by Armstrong for three. Good. Trace Armstrong scores. That's the eighth three-pointer of the ballgame now for the Jays. 62-36. Ravenna is leading in this one. Jake Fowler with the ball to the near sideline. Adam Hunt takes the ball in the paint. Hunt, bounce pass over there on the far sideline to Brady Barrett. Barrett picked up over there by Saborn, drives it down to the baseline, and now we got a foul called. That's going to go on Saborn. That's going to be a second. Team foul number one on the Blue Jays. You're listening to high school basketball tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Online at KLIQFM.com and on your smartphone tonight at m.KLIQFM.com. 62-36, Ravenna will lead. Brady Barrett with the ball on the wing, trying to penetrate inside. The ball is poked away. It's picked up by Saborn. A turnover in Adams Central. That's their 13th in the ball game. And the Blue Jays have the ball back the other way in the lane. Here's a pass down in the corner as they get it down there to Armstrong. Back outside. Veronica's shot from the baseline is no good. Battle for the rebound. Jump ball. Armstrong is tied up in the play there by Blake Overmiller of Adams Central. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Patriots, so AC will come back the other direction. Here's Blake Carmosta. Into the ball game now for Ravenna. Blake Carmosta, a 5'7" freshman, is into the ball game. I'll tell you what, the well is not dry after this graduating class for Ravenna. Adam Central throws the ball away. They try to throw it into the corner, and it's mishandled by Ryan Bruna. A chance to watch him in the junior varsity ball game tonight. There's some talent coming up as well for Ravenna. This has been a power for years up there. I don't know what's in the water, but they are very, very good. And this team here is going to be tough to beat. 62-36 is the score in this one. 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Baronic has got the ball out here in three-point territory. Out on top to Anderson. Anderson holds it high above his head over to Irvin. Sends it down in the corner. There's a long-range jumper again by Wilkie. A shot no good. Tip try by Baronic, no good. But a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Adams Central, and it's going to go on Hunt. Trying to block that tip there from Baronic. So now Ronick will play things in. Baseline left side underneath his own basket. The fourth team foul on Adams Central. Here's the ball that's going to be out of the near sideline. That's thrown out of bounds. The official ducking out of the way here on the near sideline. And the ball was actually caught here by Adams Central head coach Zach Foster. So a turnover on Ravenna. That's their ninth of the ball game. Adams Central will come back the other direction. Adam Hunt has got it, is running one-hander, and the lane is up and in. Nice move to the basket there by Hunt. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, 62-38. 3 minutes to play here in the third quarter. Here's Anderson with the ball to the far sideline. Irvin has got it. Irvin, free throw line extended left side. They get it over there to Baronic, who posts up left side of the lane. Baronic now backs up. He's double-teamed, kicks it back out here to Irvin. They move it around to the right side to Anderson, spins at the elbow toward the goal. His shot is up there. It's good. Tyson Anderson scores for Ravenna. He's got 18 points in the ballgame, 64-38. The Jays have the lead down the lane, and a score there by Blake Overmiller. He just takes off and goes coast to coast there and takes it right down the lane and scores. He's got 7 points. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted now by Hunt. He drives. His shot is up there. He misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Matt Brown, and now he's going to be called for being out of bounds. Matt Brown got the rebound there, but he comes down out of bounds. So Ravenna will play things in here in backcourt with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the third quarter. This place was rocking earlier tonight. But Ravenna takes the air right out of the old joint here with a big lead, 64-40. With 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in this third quarter, some substitutions coming in. Hunt's going to check out. Here comes Overmiller out of the ballgame now for head coach Zach Foster and the Patriots. Ravenna's got the ball. Baronic gets it across the midcourt stripe to Anderson. Anderson brings it back to Baranek on the wing on the right side. Cross-court pass goes to Saborn down in the corner. That's Carmosta with the ball. That's a Mark Carmosta. Dribbles with it. He's double-teamed. Comes out here to Anderson near the 10-second line to Baranek down in the corner. A long-range jumper is put up there. It's going to be no good by Saborn, and the rebound comes down here to Zach Hunt. Rather to Fowler. Jake Fowler has got the ball for Adams Central as he races her back the other way for the Patriots. Fowler stops at the free throw line, stops there, goes to Hodson. His shot is up there. It's good. Christian Hodson scores right side of the lane as he bounces one off of the glass. He's got 12 points in the ball game, 64-42. A minute and 38 seconds to play. Here's Baranek, 4-3. Right side, his shot good. Connor Baranek now with 16 points in the ballgame. 67-42. He makes it look so easy. Puts it right down through the hole, a couple of feet beyond the three-point circle here on the right side of the lane. Jake Fowler has got the ball now for Adams Central as they work the ball inside to Matt Brown. Back out of the wing to Pruna. His shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Lucas Wilkie. Wilkie gets it away to Anderson. He brings it up. Gets it into the forecourt. Now to Saborn. Kicks it back outside to Baranek. His shot is up there. That one is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Hodson. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Baranek, and then he loses the ball out of bounds. Took that one right away from Fowler in the corner. Drove it down the baseline and then lost the ball out of bounds. Ravenna now with 10 turnovers in the ball game. Adams Central has got 15. 56 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Ravenna leading Adams Central tonight by a score of 67-42. Ravenna led at halftime 54-32. Adams Central has got the ball. Jake Fowler down the right sideline. Double team. Gets it back to the center of the floor. Overmiller drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there and in. Blake Overmiller takes it right to the hole. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, 67-44. Here comes Ravenna back. Mark Carmosta with the ball. Cross court pass comes to the near sideline. Wilkie has got it. Out of the top of the key, dribbling to the ball there is going to be Saborn. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Foul called. Trevor Saborn taking it right to the hole there for Ravenna. And a foul is going to be called here on Jesse Ackerman of AC. That's going to be his third. Team foul number 5 on the Patriots here in the second half of play. 29.5 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ravenna 67, Adams Central 44. Baranek will play things in. Baseline left side. They get a deep one in the corner. That's Saborn. He drives it toward the goal. Puts up a little right-handed hook shot. It's up there and in. Trevor Saborn scores again. He's got 17 in the ball game for the Jays. And it's now 69-44. We're down to 15 seconds to play. Here's Blake Overmiller with the ball. Blake gets away. He drives it down the lane again. His shot is up there and in. Blake Overmiller now with 11 points in the ball game. The ball tipped out of bounds here. As Ravenna comes into the forecourt, tipped into the Ravenna bench with 5 seconds to play here in the third quarter. End of the ball game now for Adams Central will be Ryan Bruna. Coming out will be Fowler. Baranek will inbound the ball here on the near sideline. 5 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Baranek will play things in. He does to Anderson. Anderson goes underneath the hole. Here's a shot to Saborn. His shot is up and in. Saborn underneath the hole scores. They got in the ball, and Saborn has now got 19 points in the ball game. And Ravenna has got a big lead over Adams Central after three quarters. It's Ravenna 71, Adams Central 46. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the Central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A couple of scores for you. Kearney Catholic's girls knocked off Loup City tonight, 77-18. The Kearney Catholic boys hit 15 three-pointers in their ball game with the Red Raiders and beat Loup City by a score of 73-41. Ravenna leading here is 71-46 over Adams Central as we start the fourth quarter of play. Lucas Wilkie with the ball now to Baranek. Now to Anderson. Shot for three. Good. Tyson Anderson throws up a three-pointer just to the left of the circle. He's got 21, 74 to 46. Adams Central has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Ravenna just plays that tough man-to-man defense. In your face, they don't care what the score is. There's a Jesse Ackerman taking the ball. The hole shot's going to be blocked down by Baranek. The ball is loose here on the baseline. It's picked up here by Adams Central as they get the ball to Overmiller. He loses control of the ball. It goes out of bounds. AC had it right in front of the hole, but they couldn't grab the ball. Ravenna will play things in here in backcourt. Approaching the seven-minute mark here in the fourth quarter. Trevor Saborn has got it as he dribbles into the lane. Kicks it out here on the wing. That's going to be Baranek. Back outside is Saborn for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ackerman for Adams Central. Jesse Ackerman gets the ball away. Now to Brady Barrett down the near sideline. They get it down in the corner to Adam Hunt. Hunt dribbling with the ball. Brings it back out here in the three-point territory. Hunt dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the right side now. Goes over there on the far side to Brady Barrett. Stops and pops. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Barrett will go to the free throw line as he's fouling the play here by Trevor Saborn. That's the third foul in Saborn here in the ball game. And Barrett will go to the free throw line for Adams Central. He's got 7 points in the ball game, five of those in the first half. His shot is up there. It's good. Barrett, a 74% foul shooter in the season. He scored 10 the other night against St. Cecilia. He had seven in the first quarter, and then the Hawks sent him down the rest of the way. Had just three free throws in the second, third, and fourth quarters. Next shot is up there. Barrett's free throw is good. He's now got 9 points, and it's now a 74-48 ball game. Ravenna with a lead and the basketball. Here's Anderson, right side of the lane. Anderson, two-handed pass, goes to Saborn on the far side. They work it inside, down to Wilkie. Back down here to Anderson in the corner. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Down for the rebound. It's loose. It's taken down by Ackerman of Adams Central. Gets it away now to Fowler as he hustles back the other way, down the near sideline. Bounce pass down in the corner to Hunt. Now to Fowler, back open. Hunt for a three-pointer. His shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebounded on the weak side there by Barrett. Barrett dribbling with the ball on the wing. Comes out here to Fowler. Dribble penetration. Hops toward the goal. Now dumps it down underneath the basket and falling down with the ball. Down there was Bruna. Ryan Bruna right underneath the basket. They got him the ball and he just fell down with it. Traveling violation on Adams Central. The 16th turnover now on the Patriots here in the ballgame. 6:10 remaining in this contest. It's 74-48. Ravenna is still shooting 69% from the field tonight, 24 out of 35. Adams Central, not too bad. They just can't match them, 21 out of 38 for 55%. There's a pass that's going to be intercepted. There's the 11th turnover on Ravenna as they try to pound it into the lane. Adam Hunt with the ball now, left side of the circle. His shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound, Brown, his shot is up there. That one is no good. And the rebound comes down to Irvin. Jarrett Irvin with the ball now for Ravenna. Long pass down to four. Wilkie's shot, and it's going to be out of bounds. Wilkie goes up. We're going to have a foul called here. I think Barrett back there and knock him down out of there. And Brady Barrett picks up his third personal foul. And Wilkie will go to the free throw line now for Ravenna. He was fouled in the act of shooting, so Wilkie will get two shots here. First one is up there. That one rims off. No good. Wilkie is 76% foul shooter in the season. Lucas will have one more. His shot is up there. That one in and out. No good. And the rebound comes down to Brown. So the score remains 74-48. Adams Central trailing here in the ball game. Here's Hunt with the ball for Adams Central. Stomps at the elbow, right side of the lane. Now to Fowler, drives it down the lane, down in the corner to Brown. His shot for three is up there and in. Matt Brown nails a three-pointer from deep in the left corner. Adams Central within 23 points now, 74-51. Baranek, here's a pass wide open underneath the basket. His shot up and in. Garrett Irvin scores. Baranek gets the assist. Irvin now with 10 points in the ball game, 76-51. Down the right sideline with the ball is going to be Barrett. Cross-court pass comes over here to Fowler. Fowler, diagonal pass back down to the low block right side to Brown, and he puts it back through the hole. Matt Brown with back-to-back field goals here for the Patriots. Here comes Wilkie back now for Ravenna. Out to Anderson. Back outside to Irvin. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hunt. Adam Hunt down the near sideline. Running back the other way. Two on three. Takes it to the goal, and his shot's going to be blocked out of bounds by Anderson. So Tyson Anderson gets the block. Here comes Hodson back into the ball game. Here comes Overmiller back in for head coach Zach Foster and the Patriots. 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the fourth quarter, it's 76-53. Ravenna put 54 points up on the Patriots in the first half alone. Here's Blake Overmiller with the ball. He lobs it here There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Matt Brown. The ball tipped around. It's picked up by Overmiller. Puts a man in the air. Goes up with a shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes back up, and he's fouled in the play. So Blake Overmiller working hard inside right in front of the goal. He picks up a foul here on Trace Armstrong. That's going to be his second team foul, number 4 on the Blue Jays here in the second half. Blake Overmiller to the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game. Overmiller's shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Adams Central had only 2 free throws in the first half. They've got only 6 for the ball game right now. As Overmiller will have another one. His shot is up there, and that one is good. So that makes the score 76-54. Coming into the ball game is going to be Adam Hunt for the Patriots now. So Ravenna works with the ball here in backcourt as they bring it up. That's Carmosta who's into the ball game now. He's double-teamed out here. The ball's going to be tipped away. It's going to be picked up by Jake Fowler as he gets the ball down the floor to Overmiller. Shot no good. Ball being tapped around here. It's picked up by Adam Central. There's a shot taken by Brown. That one's good. Matt Brown gets the field goal. He's now got 7 points, and Adam Central is within 20. It is now 76-56 with 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Now we got a personal foul called here on Fowler. Right at the 10-second line, it's going to be his third. One thing about it, the Patriots are not giving up. They're still playing hard. The 76 points put up on the Patriots here tonight are the most that Adams Central has given up this season. Going to the free throw line will be Baronic. His shot is up there, the shot good. Baronic is now 10 out of 11 from the free throw line. He's got 18 points in the ballgame. Still 5 points below his season average of 23. Connor Baronic will have one more. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly, shot good. He had 31 the other night against St. Paul. 78-56. Adams Central trailing a long pass down to 4. They get it to Matt Brown. He can't handle it as the pass was high. That's going to be taken down here by Ravenna as they come back the other way. A turnover on Adams Central, their 17th of the ball game. Baronic throws it down here in the corner on the right side to Carmosta. Back outside is Saborn. Saborn on the wing. Comes across the top. That's Anderson. Brings it back to Baronic. Sends it back inside. That's Saborn. Spins away. Puts it up off the window and scores. Trevor Saborn now with 21 in the ballgame for Ravenna. It's 80-56. Ravenna out on top of the Patriots here tonight. Adams Central will go down to their third straight defeat here tonight. Here's a Jake Fowler. Takes it down to the baseline and he's out of bounds. And boy, the road doesn't get any easier. Adams Central now prepares for the Heartland Hoops Classic on Saturday up in Grand Island. They've got a very good Pierce team. Then they come back with Kearney Catholic next week. Kearney Catholic already picking up a win tonight over Loup City. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Saborn, and the rebound comes down to Fowler. Jake Fowler runs it back the other way with a left-handed dribble down the near sideline to get it to Overmiller. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. That's Brady Barrett. Takes it to the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Carmosta. Carmosta gets the ball now to Baronic as they hustle into the forecourt. There's a foul that's going to be called as Saborn was knocked down over there. So a foul here will go on the Patriots with 3 minutes to play. The foul's going to go on Barrett. That's going to be his fourth. So going to the free throw line again for Ravenna is going to be Trevor Saborn. Saborn averaging 14 in the season. He's got 21 here tonight. Here comes Matt Brown out of the ball game now for the Patriots. Hodson is also going to check in. Fowler's going to check out. We're going to see Blake Overmiller come back into the contest now. So going to the free throw line is going to be Saborn. 2 out of 2 so far tonight. His shot is up there. It's good. And Trevor will have one more. That makes the score 81-56. Trevor Saborn will have another one. His shot is up there. That one is going to hit the front iron. No good. And the rebound comes down to Adam Hunt. Adam Hunt brings the ball up the floor now. Down the lane he goes. His runner is up there. It's good. Adam Hunt scores. He's got 11 in the contest now. 81-58. Ravenna with a lead with 2 minutes and 46 seconds to play. Tyson Anderson with the ball in backcourt. Sends it down the far sideline. That's Wilkie. Out to Saborn, now right side to Baronic, now to Saborn, over there to Wilkie. Dribble penetration to the goal, he goes, a shot no good. Off of the glass, and the rebound comes down to Hodson. Gets it away now to Overmiller for AC. Adams Central back in the offensive scoring zone. Adam Hunt on the wing on the right side, drives it toward the goal. His shot is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson. Tyson Anderson, long pass ahead, they get it down the left sideline. Veronica's got the ball, double team, comes across the top to Anderson. Back to Veronica out here. Swings that left side down to Carmosta. Mark Carmosta with the basketball over there for Ravenna. That is Saborn down to Baronic deep in the corner. On the left side, moves to his right, fires up a shot, misses. Rebound is loose. Anderson had it, lost it out of bounds, and it's going to be Adams Central basketball. The pace has slowed down considerably here late in the basketball game, and now Zach Foster is going to clear the bench here in the fourth quarter. .157 to play here in the basketball game. Coming up, we've got the Von Sprinters postgame show here tonight before we get out of here. Ravenna is going to improve to 21-0 this season. And they've got Ord coming up next week in their final regular season ball game before they head into sub-district tournament action. They'll play their sub-district this year at Aurora High School in a couple of weeks. So Adams Central has got the ball in their offensive zone. Here's a three-pointer. It's going to be thrown up there. It's going to be good. A three-pointer thrown up there by Lathan Schmidt that goes down through the hole there for Adams Central. Now it's a 20-point ball game, 81-61. There's a Garrett Irvin with the ball for Ravenna as he tries to pound it inside, and the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds there by Mark Brown of Adams Central. So it's going to be Ravenna playing the ball in baseline left side underneath their own basket. Alex Keller is going to come into the ball game now for Adams Central, a 5'10" sophomore. Everybody that's dressed in white tonight going to get some playing time. There's a shot up and in off of the inbound, Trace Armstrong. Armstrong now with 5 points in the ball game for Ravenna. It's 83-61. As Adams Central comes back with the ball, Tyler Kierkegaard is out there now. Here's Schmidt, comes over here to Kierkegaard, spins away at the elbow, left side of the lane. Kierkegaard gets rid of it now. That's Derek Shuck who's into the ball game as they work the ball inside to Marcus Brown. And he's going to be fouled into play. Foul here is going to go on Irvin. That's going to be his first. And now we're going to have some free throws coming up here from Mark Brown. He's a 33% foul shooter for Adams Central as Irvin picks up his first personal. Mark Brown to the stripe here for AC. Looks up there. The shot is up and the shot good. Into the ball game now for Ravenna. We have Jake Vogt is going to be in the ball game now. Also, Sid Techmeyer is coming in, a 6'3" junior. Mark Brown to the stripe for his second one is up there and in. So Mark hits a couple of free throws. It's now 83-63. A minute and 1 second to play here in this one. Running back with the ball is going to be Blake Carmosta. Now for Ravenna, gets it to Techmeyer. Behind the screen, Techmeyer dribbling here on the wing on the right side. Techmeyer looking to get rid of it, does. Goes to Carmosta, who takes it down to the baseline. Skip pass comes out here. A three-pointer is thrown up there. It's going to be an air ball by Jake Vogt. And the rebound comes down here to Adams Central down the near sideline. AC has got the ball back in their offensive zone with 36 seconds to play. They work it inside to Shuck, who flips the ball out here to Schmidt. Not about the three, and now drives it toward the goal. A shot off the window is going to be no good. Rebound battle for, and it's brought down here by Paul Bauer, who's into the ball game for Ravenna. Gets it away now to Techmeyer down the far sideline. Techmeyer trapped along the far side. Gets the ball away now. Jake Vogt has got it out here in three-point territory. Who flips it to Alec Carmosta. There's a long pass inside to Bauer. Shot is up there and in. So Bauer scores late in the ball game. 4 seconds to play. Driving for the goal at the other end is going to be Kierkegaard. His shot no good. The ball is loose. It's picked up here by Bauer. And that is the ball game. The Ravenna Blue Jays knock off Adams Central tonight by 22 points. Final score on this one, it was Ravenna 85, Adams Central 63. Stay tuned. We've got the Von Sprinters postgame coming up next. Postgame show on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Home. It's the people you cherish, the things and places familiar to you. Home is where friendships take shape and memories are made. Home is sometimes where life takes a turn. When the unexpected happens, it's the people around you who matter most. You can rely on the people of Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare to care for you in times of change. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, here for you, close to home.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work in and out of the games. Keeping up good grades helps keep them in the sports they love to do, and the lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics, and finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and coaches. Thanks for your dedication. From Zorb Farms, Litchfield.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at the Patriots Gym at Adams Central tonight. Welcome to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight. Postgame show brought to you by Vons Printers, your full-service printer at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Well, the Ravenna Blue Jays, everything that was advertised here tonight. The Blue Jays are a very, very good high school basketball team. They improved to 21 wins and no losses on the season following their 85-63 win over Adams Central tonight. The Patriots will drop their third game in a row. They are now 13-6 as they get ready for Pierce coming up on Saturday afternoon up at the Heartland Event Center, the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island. Adams Central trailed 24-16 at the end of the first quarter. Ravenna then scores 30 points in the second quarter alone, and Ravenna got out to a 54-32 lead by halftime. It was 71-46 at the end of three. Adams Central cut the gap down to 20 points on one occasion. But Ravenna wins it by 22, final score of 85-63 in the ball game tonight, as the Jays hit 8 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. We'll get you some final shooting numbers coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Trevor Saborn leads 4 guys in double figures tonight for the Blue Jays as he scores 22 points for the Blue Jays. Meanwhile, for Adams Central, they got 12 points tonight from Blake Overmiller and 12 from Kristen Hodson. We'll come back and check the final numbers, the shooting numbers, and a whole lot more here on the Vons Printers postgame show. You're listening to High School Basketball tonight on The Breeze.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vons Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vons Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vons Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vons Printers, 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, welcome back to the Vons Printers postgame show here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Ravenna wins it by a score of 85-63 over Adams Central tonight. A couple of other scores we'll pass along to you. The Kearney Catholic Stars, they hit 15 three-pointers today, and they beat Loup City on the road by the score of 73-41. Kearney Catholic Girls, no problems with Loup City tonight. They win by the score of 77-18. Ravenna gets 22 points tonight from Trevor Saborn. He was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Saborn, he knocks down 1. And he had 1 3-pointer in the ball game. The rest were on 2-point field goals, and he was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. So he scores 22. Then we had Tyson Anderson. Anderson hitting 5 3-pointers in the ball game tonight. He had 2 2-point field goals, and he was 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for Tyson Anderson. Connor Baronic finishes with 18 points tonight. He had 1 3-pointer. And then did most of his damage from the free throw line tonight, 11 out of 12. Baronic had 11 points in the first half and 7 more in the second half. He finishes with 18. Garrett Irvin came off of the bench. Irvin scores 10 points in the ball game. He had a couple of 3-pointers and a couple of 2-point field goals, so he scores 10. So 4 guys in double figures tonight for Ravenna. Saborn with 22, Anderson with 21, Baronic with 18, Irvin with 10. The other scorer is Lucas Wilkie. He had 7 points in the ball game tonight. He knocked down a tray and had a couple of field goals. 0 out of 2 from the free throw line. And then Trace Armstrong had a 3-pointer to 2 He had 5 points in the ball game here tonight. Adams Central was led by Blake Overmiller. He had 12 points. He had 5 field goals, and he was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Christian Hodson, he had 12 points on 6 field goals tonight. Then Adam Hunt, he came up with a double-digit performance tonight. He had 11 points in the ball game. As Hunt knocked down 1 3-pointer in the ball game, then had the rest of them all in 2-point field goals. So Adam Hunt had 11 points in the ball game. Brady Barrett finishes with 9, 5 in the first half, 4 in the second. Matt Brown had 7. The other scores for Adams Central, Jake Fowler had 4 points tonight. Mark Brown had 2. Jesse Ackerman had 2. Lathan Schmidt had 3. And like we said, Matt Brown had 7 points in the ball game tonight. Adams Central drops this one to Ravenna by a score of 85-63. Ravenna led 24-16 after the first quarter, 54-32 by halftime, 71-46 after 3. And the Blue Jays win it tonight by a score of 85-63. Adams Central now 13-6 on the season. Ravenna improves to 21-0. Adams Central in the ball game tonight did not shoot the ball that badly. They were 26 out of 54 for 48% tonight, but Ravenna hit 63% of their field goals tonight. They were 29 out of 46 for 63%. On three-pointers, Adams Central was 5 out of 9 for 56%. Ravenna hit 11 out of 24 officially, so they had 11 three-pointers, 11 out of 24 for 46%. Rebounds, Adams Central had 21 rebounds compared to 16 for Ravenna. Adams Central out-rebounded Ravenna on the offensive glass 9-2. The Patriots hurt by 20 turnovers in the ball game, 13 for Ravenna. Adams Central had 6 steals. Ravenna had 9. No block shots for the Patriots in the ball game tonight. Ravenna had 2. So again, it was a big win tonight for the Ravenna Blue Jays as they knocked off Adams Central by a score of 85-63. We're going to have a postgame show coming up here with head coach Paul Baronica, the Ravenna Blue Jays, after his ball club wins one going away here tonight over Adams Central. As the Ravenna Blue Jays go to 21-0 on the season, as the coach is going to join us in the postgame and show. Coach, first time I've seen you here this year. That was a great performance for you guys tonight. Very impressed by that.
Well, we are entertaining. I'll give you that, you know, and flying up and down the court is important to us and getting the ball in transition. Full court pressure is important to us, but, you know, Adams Central battled right in there and hung in there, and they could have easily quit, so a lot of credit, you know, can go their way, too.
You guys knocked down 11 three-pointers in the ballgame. That's kind of your M.O. anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's been a while since we've knocked down 11. I don't know, this team ain't a great shooting team, but tonight they were. And there's a big old fella came off the bench, number 44, Garrett Irvin, who just, you know, he was in a zone, and that's what you want. You know, he really played with a lot of passion and confidence, and I was really proud of him. You know, so when we have a guy like that come off the bench and do that kind of damage, you know, we are pretty tough.
Yeah, we hear so much about Saborn. We hear so much about Anderson. We hear so much about Baronic. But, yeah, Irvin comes up and scores 10 points for you, hits some big shots for you.
You know, it was just fun. It was fun. And that one deep one that went in and out, otherwise you'd have been really rolling it, you poor kid. You know, I'll just have to make him do push-ups tomorrow or something. So he's really, you know, he's kind of up and down sometimes, but he's been pretty a lot more steady this year, and I've been very proud of his effort. And he's just a good kid to have around in case a fight breaks out or something. He's a pretty big old boy.
I'd like to have him on my side, I'll guarantee
it. Exactly.
Got out to a 24-16 lead after the first quarter, and then you guys scored 30 points. Really got your transition game going there in the second quarter and led 54-32 at halftime.
Yeah, you know, again, that one of our deals is get out and go, and but not so much maybe, you know, to cause turnovers and maybe score in transition, but took kind of wear on the team, and I thought we did that the first half. They were dying pretty good, but to their credit, they got a little second win, and, you know, they never stopped. So, you know, our goal was to wear them down, and they really didn't show a lot of wear the second half. They kind of made some shots, kept coming right after us. So, again, you know, but that's our deal. We want to get them going and flying up and down the court a little bit.
And because you got your transition game going, you guys shoot 63% for the ball game. I'm sure you'll take that.
I'll take that every night. And, you know, a lot of that just has to do with taking good shots. You know, I don't really even remember a poor shot. I'm sure there were if I see the film. But most of the time I really wasn't mad about a guy taking the shot that they got. And a lot of times it's an inside-out three, and every kid on our team has that green light for an inside-out three. So, you know, we just took good shots. I was, you know, I'm very pleased with that.
You've got one game left in the regular season before you enter the sub-district tournament. Does this team have anything to work on as you guys get ready for the postseason?
Oh yeah, you know, our assistants would tell you we got press issues, and you know, I would tell you the same thing, and we've got, you know, mental types of things to make sure that we're prepared every night. You know, there's always something we're tweaking and trying to fix, but the main thing is to stay consistent. You know, we don't change a lot of things. You know, it's no secret we're going to play man, we're going to press, and we're going to run motion basketball. So everybody knows what we're going to do. We just try to go back and refine it and make it better yet.
So, again, Saborn leading the way tonight with 22. You had Anderson in there at 21 and Connor with 18 points. A nice little trio there.
Wow, you know, that's a nice trio. You're right. You know, that's hard to defend. That's hard to stop. And I can understand why we're tough for some teams. I wouldn't want to defend us. You know, I don't know where we start. So, you know, those three bring just different elements, too. They all can post. They all can shoot threes. They all can drive. So it's a tough call for some people to guard us. And then our role guys do a good job of finding those three, too. There's just unselfishness beyond unselfishness on our team, and I'm very proud of that fact, too.
You've had 21 teams that have had a tough time defending you so far, 21-0 now.
Well, you know, you're right. We have had 21 tough ones. But, I'm sure 22 can't wait to beat us, and I'm sure whatever after that can't wait to beat us. So, but our guys go in with the attitude knowing that people do consider us a kind of a red-letter game and, you know, targets on the back, whatever cliche you want to use. But the funny part is our guys embrace that. They relish it, and they understand that we are going to get everybody's best effort, and that actually kind of motivates us in a way, you know. So we're pretty good about that. Our guys are, you know, but they just got an angry old bald guy in the side yelling at him a lot, so that's good too.
I saw that edge on you. I didn't know you had that in you tonight.
Well, it's like, you know, I always tell them, it's like saying, hey, Merry Christmas, Mr. Baronic. When you get to, you know, Coach B, you get to yell at me. It's like just, you know, Happy Valentine's Day or any other festivity you want to do. All my right. Bark's worse than my bite.
Congratulations on the win. We'll see you during the postseason.
Thank you, guys. You do a great job of coverage, too. We really appreciate it.
Excellent. That's Paul Baronic again, the head coach for the Ravenna Blue Jays. We're going to get to Zach Foster in here, the head man for Adams Central here tonight on the Von Sprinter's postgame show. And I don't know, Coach, if there's a better high school basketball team out there, I'd like to see it. That was a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, and we said it in pregame, I told you. I mean, I firmly believe before tonight, I've seen them, everybody's seen them, that they would win B, they'd win B on down, and I think they could play with the top half of the top 10 in Class A. I mean, and they're just so skilled, and they play the game so well, and they shoot the ball so well, and it's just, I mean, we were pretty happy with most of the things we did tonight, and it's just, you got to tip your hat sometimes, you know, and they're a championship-caliber team.
Yeah, you take a look at your stat sheet, you shoot 48% for the ball game, you shoot 56% from three-point territory, you out-rebound Ravenna tonight, 21-16. Those are winning numbers, but boy, when you got to defend that team, it's not good enough.
No, and we tried, you know, we played man, we played a little bit of our trap, we played a little bit of our matchup zone a little bit, and it just didn't matter. I mean, they literally, I don't know how many different guys hit threes, but it felt like every one of them hit a three, you know.
Had 11 of them.
11 different guys hit threes?
No, 11 threes.
11
altogether.
Threes? Okay. Yeah. You just tip your hat. I mean, we said at the beginning of the year, our goal is to have the best basketball program in the state. And we know we're not there, but we're trying to get there. And how you get there is you play benchmark games. You play against teams like this. And because that is a championship basketball team. That's a championship basketball program. Coach Baronic has done a tremendous job. And you got to take lessons from that. And we did a lot of things really well tonight. But at the end, you know, it's still Jimmy's and Joe's out there. And when they have kids that can shoot the basketball and handle and have skills, you know, it makes everything easier, obviously. And they've got a lot of kids that put an enormous amount of time into the game, and that's why they can do what they do.
They shot 11 three-pointers, but you guys had guys out there defensively. They shot the ball up there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and sports is a great, great, great lesson about life, that you get what you're going to put out. You know, you get out of it what you're going to put into it. And they have a ton of kids that just live in the gym. And it shows. I mean, you don't get to do what those guys do without paying the price. And that's what we talk to our kids about in the locker room after the game, is that, you know, this is a game where you think about this coming summer and the guys that are coming back and what they want to do and to get better. Because Ravenna has three or four guys playing that, quite frankly, a couple years ago, you never would have thought would have played on a varsity basketball team. And they just put so much time into the game. And, you know, winning is contagious. And you know, they're all infected in Ravenna. You know, they love basketball, and they play, and it continues to build on itself. You know, and everybody thinks they're going to drop way off, but you know, we watched that JV game today, and they've only lost two games all year in JV. So they're going to be a surprise team next year also.
Comes down to the bottom line, though. We've lost three games in a row now. We got to get ready for another tough one on Saturday up in Grand Island. We got to find a fix, I guess, before we get into the postseason.
Well, and, you know, it is what it is. When you play good basketball teams, I mean, you're not going to win every game. And, like tonight, you're not going to see a better team in the state, in my opinion, outside of Class A than Ravenna. St. Cecilia is a rated team in C1. You know, and we're playing a conference champion in Pierce. A traditional power in Pierce Saturday, and you come back and you're playing Kearney Catholic, who's a top 10 team in C1. And so we just got to worry about ourselves. We just got to keep getting better and give ourselves the best chance to play well when it comes to districts.
You talked about doing a lot of good things in the ball game tonight despite a loss. So what'd you see out there?
Well, I thought they competed defensively. I mean, like you said, I don't think we were just standing around. I thought we were trying to get to guys. I thought we were flying around defensively. I thought we rebounded well. I thought we were physical. I thought offensively, the only thing we were unhappy with at halftime is the way they play, you just got to go make plays, and you got to go, and it's like a fast break drill in practice. And we had guys in the first half, we thought, who had abilities to make plays who were being a little passive, and we just told them, be aggressive, guys. Be aggressive. If you, in that chaos, if you drive through there and have a layup and you get blocked or you miss it, don't worry about it. But you can't come down and hesitate against what they do because those eat you alive.
Yeah, with this game, there's so many possessions. If you get one blocked, it's okay because you're going to have a ton more.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, it is what it is. That I respect Coach Bronick's philosophy where he wants the game up in the 70s and 80s, and he doesn't care if you score 70 as long as he scores 80. You know what I'm saying? He's not wrapped up in what his defensive average is. And that's part of why they have a program. And that's part of what we're trying to do here is when little kids go watch this game tonight, they enjoyed it and they had a good time because this was fun to watch. And that's part of playing up-tempo and pressing and running, and there's nobody better at it than these guys.
Okay, we'll see you this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Zach Foster, the head coach for Adams Central. Again, Ravenna wins it tonight over Adams Central by a score of 85-63. The Patriots are now 13-6 on the season. Ravenna goes to 21 wins and no losses. Ravenna has one last regular season game left. That's going to be next week as they take on Ord, a team that is currently 3-15 in the season. Adams Central still with some tough games coming up. It's going to be Pierce coming up on Saturday afternoon up in Grand Island. And then AC will finish things off with Kearney Catholic next week. So, again, in the girls' ball game tonight, it was Ravenna beating Adams Central by a score of 62-25. In the boys' ball game, it was Adams Central losing to Ravenna by a score of 85-63. Thanks to my statistician, Gene Shaw, on site here tonight at Adams Central Patriot High School. And for my producing engineer, back to the radio station, Maggie Rudolph, as we finish things off here on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. I'm Mike Will, wishing her a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.